Section 4. You will hear a talk on vitamin supplements. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 34. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 34.
Good morning, everyone. I've been invited along to talk to you today about the use of vitamin supplements, such as vitamin pills, and to give you some advice on when you should take them. Now, as you may be aware, the vitamin supplement industry is one which is thriving. In the United Kingdom alone, about £370 million is spent by consumers on vitamin and other health supplements. If you look on the shelves in your local chemist's or health food shop, you'll notice that there is a wide range of supplements to choose from. And of course, they all promise to do wonders for your health. What this means is that it's difficult to resist buying them. We all want to be healthier after all. While most nutritionists agree that the trend in vitamin supplement consumption isn't a bad thing, many have expressed the opinion that unless we know what to take and how to take it, we may be wasting our money. For example, some health-conscious individuals take huge doses of vitamins without needing them. It is only those with a severe vitamin deficiency, often brought on by a medical condition, who should be consuming vitamin supplements in large amounts.
Before you hear the next part of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 35 and 36. Now listen and answer questions 35 and 36.
Some nutritionists are totally against the use of vitamin supplements unless there is a serious problem that needs to be addressed. They claim that we should simply be eating a balanced diet, including a variety of fruit and vegetables. To an extent, I have to agree with this viewpoint, as that is the ideal scenario. However, the reality is that very few of us actually do eat as healthily as we should, despite our good intentions. Right or wrong, that's just how our hectic and fast-paced world is nowadays, and if a good multivitamin can offer the body something it needs, where's the harm? It's better than nothing, after all. Having said that, I'd like to point out that coffee, tea, and alcohol all make it more difficult for the body to absorb vitamins, so it's worth keeping these to a minimum. If you do decide that you want to take a vitamin supplement, make sure you read the instructions on the label about how to take them. Unless otherwise stated, it is advisable to take them with a meal, preferably in the evening.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 37 to 40. Now listen and answer questions 37 to 40.
For those of you out there who live in the city and find your busy lifestyle is getting to you, you may benefit from taking vitamins A, C, and E in particular. Those who do not get enough vitamin A may lose their ability to see in poor light and also have a weakened immune system. They could also have problems with their memory, as vitamin A is important for the brain. Vitamin C is also particularly useful for smokers. If you take into consideration that every cigarette smoked destroys 25 milligrams of vitamin C, you'll understand why. But be careful not to overdo it. Doses in excess of 1,000 milligrams a day can be harmful. Another useful vitamin is vitamin D. Sunlight is a natural source of this. So anyone who spends most of their day sitting at a desk in an office or lives in a country where there isn't a great deal of sunshine might benefit from this supplement, particularly in winter. Vitamin E is often added to lotions and creams for the skin. It is supposed to help the healing of the skin after burns and injuries, and supplements can also lower the risk of heart disease and cancer.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers.